Coming up next is Time for Travel Radio, sponsored in part by TFL Travel Agency at 724-379-9009 and by TravelForLovers.com, the online travel magazine with new stories every week, giving away a free trip to Paris for two. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another edition of Time for Travel Radio. This is Ed Pickett, your host. We've got a lot going on this week in the next hour. We're going to hear about Maweva, a new tour company with an interesting approach to travel. We'll visit the Grand Canyon. We'll go to Africa to hear about Tanzania. We'll hear about Hot Springs, Paris, Dublin, and a lot more. Last week's program was devoted entirely to Vermont and the problems caused by the flooding there. Well, we did some checking this week to update, and now here is that report. A visit to Vermont during the fall when the leaves present a dazzling, inspirational display of color is something everyone should do once in their life, but this year may be different. By now, we have all heard of the devastation caused by Hurricane Irene and the massive flooding throughout Vermont. The news channels show the impact of that flooding, over 260 roads closed in part, 30 or more bridges washed away, entire towns cut off, unable to get out because of roads washed away. The impact on Vermont is horrific on TV, but it still falls far short of the reality of the cruel destruction. So here we are right at the start of the fall foliage season, and the question is, should we go to Vermont this year? I believe the answer is yes. There may be some roads that are still closed, some bridges not yet repaired, and a few stores, restaurants, or attractions not completely repaired. But those Vermonters, even those who came there from somewhere else, are a hearty, strong-willed, industrious folk. Believe me, Vermont will be open and worth any extra effort that might be needed to get there and to see the charm and special flavor of the towns and the mountains. Besides, those leaves will still be changing color, as they have every year, hurricane or no hurricane. You go, especially if you already have room reservations. And that brings up another point. Do not go to Vermont during fall foliage season any year without first having a room reserved. Like many travelers, I enjoy having the flexibility to stop for the day when I want to, but that's not a good idea when going to a crowded destination. During the fall, many motels and inns are sold out by mid-afternoon. Never mind finding an inexpensive room or an angelic little cottage. You probably will not find any rooms. I lived in Vermont for several years, and every September and early in October, I would wind up with couples or families sleeping in our spare bedroom after the local tourist or chamber office called saying they had no place else to sleep. That's good advice any time, but especially this fall. There are still questions about why Vermont has such a dazzling display of color every fall. The adjoining states, New Hampshire, upstate New York, and southern New England, also have a brilliant display of fall foliage, but they are seldom equal to the brilliance and variety of the trees in Vermont. Well, we know some of the reasons. First, there are more red maples than other states, and that provides a magnificent addition to the various hues of orange, yellow, and a smidgen of green. But those oranges and yellows are also usually brighter in Vermont and more pronounced than elsewhere. People who study that sort of thing as a science say that relatively moderate day temperature and very cold nights, combined with the soil that is different than elsewhere, that might be included in the reasons. But whatever those reasons, the beauty of nature in the form of an exquisite fall foliage is truly unique in Vermont. The exact timing of the spread of that color varies slightly from year to year, but you can figure on the best color coming in a pattern beginning in the north in mid-September and reaching a peak in the southern parts of Vermont by mid-October. Of course, elevation is also a factor. You do not need to go all that far up a mountain road to find better color in the leaves, or, if you're later in the season, to decline to find color still brilliant at lower elevations. So the advice here is to go take your Vermont trip, but only if you have reservations or can still make them. Call your hotel or inn and ask them about the roads. They'll be able to keep you up to date. The television coverage has pretty much disappeared now on the worst floods in over a century in Vermont. Now the difficult work of repairs is what the Vermont tourist industry is doing. It would be a shame to make their efforts any harder by canceling your trip to the Green Mountain State. And we'll be back later in the program with more about Vermont. TravelForLovers.com is an online travel magazine, and Anastasia Georgiolis is the senior travel writer there. She's going to tell us what's there this week.
This week at TravelForLovers.com, we talk about ships, planes, trains, and automobiles, and take you to the lush island of Kauai and the beautiful city of Venice. In The Ultimate Cruise, we tell you how sailing across the Atlantic Ocean can actually be your best value, provided you've got the time. In this article, you'll learn a little bit about some of the transatlantic itineraries, from the 11-day repositioning cruise on the Norwegian Epic to the 35-day round-trip transatlantic cruise on Holland America's Mazdam, and everything in between. Epic takes you from Miami to Barcelona, while Mazdam starts and ends in Boston and makes port in numerous European and American cities. Traveling in Europe details three options for traveling between the European countries. While flying between countries can be cheap, it is not always the most convenient option. Renting a vehicle provides much more freedom to travel at your own pace, but can often be quite expensive and a hassle within cities. The train provides similar convenience to car rental, with a price sometimes comparable to flying. Rather than declaring which mode of transportation is the best, this article provides information to help you choose what's best for you. In Kauai, the Garden Island, our Hawaii specialist details the amazing adventures and incomparable sights that can be found on the oldest island in the Hawaiian archipelago. Kauai is far from just another Hawaiian beach destination, although the beaches here are wonderful. Ecotourists and horticulture enthusiasts will love the jungle-like landscape of the island's interior. For the culture seekers, the authentic luau at Kilohana Plantation may hold particular appeal, while whale watching off the Nepali coast is an excellent activity for sightseers. Amore a Venezia reveals some of the best places to go in Italy's City of Bridges. Gondola rides on its many canals beneath the ornate bridges give way to strolls along cobblestone piazzas. Our reporter tells about the Basilica di San Marco and the Doge's Palace, as well as a bit of the city's history and the story of the Bridge of Sighs. In addition to what you'll see, we provide some information about when to visit Venice and where to eat while you're there. This article certainly made me want to visit Venice, and I'm sure it can do the same for you. Stop by our website at www.travelforlovers.com to read these great stories and more, and if we sparked your interest in travel, we can help you plan your own adventure.
Touring is a special kind of travel. Here's Terry with a special interview.
Hi, I've got Richard O'Brien here with Mauiva, and he's going to tell us about his company.
Thank you for having me. Again, my name is Rich O'Brien. I'm with Mauiva Air Cruise, and essentially what we've done is we've revolutionized the way that people have traveled, especially in multi-destination hopping. So we've taken the coach bus tour concept and replaced the bus with private aviation aircraft. And what we do is we go on between 5-night, 6-day stays, or 6-night, 7-day stays on the east and west coast, and we take guests from, for example, on the east coast, from New York to Niagara, Toronto, Hershey, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C., and you get to have all your attractions are included, your hotels are included, we stay in 4-star hotels, all your breakfasts and dinners are included, and it's about $14.99 per person for that experience.
That's a great price.
It's a really great price, and it's really interesting because it's maximizing your time and minimizing the amount of time spent on the road. So you really aren't rushed when you're at the attractions. You really get to spend all day really absorbing the locations that you're at. We also have locations on the West Coast, and we leave out of Los Angeles, and we fly to Monterey, California, San Francisco, Fresno, and then over to Las Vegas, where we're at today.
Yes.
And so that is a 6-night, 7-day experience, and that goes for about $17.99 per person. So it's really affordable. You're flying on private aviation. Our buses wait for you on the runway. So you land, the bus is there, you get on the bus. It's really a hassle-free way to travel. While you're at the attractions, we put the bags in your room for you, so you don't even have to carry your bags up. It's a really neat concept. We've been doing it. It's very popular. And, you know, you can find us at www.mauivaaircruise.com. And Mauiva is spelled M-A-U-I-V-A. So, again, that's www.mauivaaircruise.com.
Great. Thank you, Rich. That's been very informative.
When you're going on a short trip or even a longer vacation, do you always specify just what days you want to travel? It can cost you. Often you can lower that cost substantially if you can vary your trip. Since airlines are a major part of your cost, try to fly on a Tuesday or Wednesday when fares are lower. But it goes beyond that. We recently booked a trip to Fort Lauderdale, and by leaving on a Tuesday instead of a Wednesday and staying a night extra instead of six nights staying seven, we saved almost $250 on an air and rental car package. Many travel websites offer a way to obtain fares several days before and after your planned trip. Even with hotels, the rates can vary greatly, and it depends on what day you check in. It's hard to know just what causes these price variations, so you should always check on what nights can save you big money. A travel agent can also help you find the bargains. Remember, if you have just a bit of flexibility, you can save a lot. U.S. airlines are pulling back on their growth plans. That's in the news this week. Delta especially. They're cutting this fall's schedule by 4 to 5% and expect to cut another 2 to 3% next year. Southwest, United, and Continental are also staying about the same. What that usually means is more crowded planes, a little longer to load. Flying just is not as much fun as it used to be. What we hope is fun is listening to this program about travel, and we'll have more coming up right after these commercial messages.
I hear about a free trip to Paris?
Indeed. You know, I think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. What do you think?
Oh, I love Paris.
It's especially romantic when somebody else is paying for the trip. There's a new online web magazine called TravelForLovers.com. It has travel stories, new ones every day, and they're holding a contest giving away a trip to Paris for two people.
How do they enter?
Well, it's very simple. You go to that website, TravelForLovers.com, and you click on the trivia quiz link. There's a big box there with a picture of the Eiffel Tower. You answer a few questions, some trivia questions, and they're really, really not difficult at all, believe me.
I believe you.
Yeah, you know that contest that says, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to enter this contest.
Oh, then even I can enter.
And the best thing about it is that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to read the stories on the website. It also doesn't cost anything to enter the contest, and you'll receive airfare from JFK Airport in New York to Paris, about five or six nights in Paris at a nice hotel, and it'll be just a very romantic vacation that you can take, paid for by somebody else because you won the contest.
That's amazing.
So go to TravelForLovers.com, enter, and you might be the winner of a trip to Paris for two.
Good luck.
Be sure and check out the new magazine website, TravelForLovers.com. You just might win a trip to Paris for two. Hey. The Grand Canyon is probably our most famous national park. Shannon Marchick is an official there, and we had a chance to talk with her. We're talking about the Grand Canyon. We've got Shannon on the line, and Shannon, is it difficult to get to the Grand Canyon?
I don't think it's difficult to get to the Grand Canyon at all. However, folks should be aware it's kind of what we call a destination park. So you have to be prepared to put in some driving time. But there are highways to both rims of the canyon, so major roadways.
Is there one preferred rim that is more attended than the other?
The rim is closer to major metropolitan areas and therefore seems to get a great deal more traffic is the south rim of the canyon, and it is, as a result, the most developed rim of the canyon, the one where folks can find the majority of the park's services.
Now, obviously, you've got a Grand Canyon. That's what the name is. So you can go look over the edge and look at the Grand Canyon. There must be lots of other things to do in the area. Tell us about it.
Within the area of Grand Canyon National Park, there are a lot of things to do. Some people do simply come here to view the canyon. Of course, photographers have a ball always when they come here to canyon. Many people like to walk along the rim, and there are literally miles of paved, walkable trail right along the rim of the canyon. Folks also like to come here and challenge themselves more. They will hike down into the canyon. Some folks also fly over it. So there are a lot of different ways to see the canyon, and within the area there are several other parks and monuments just a short distance away that provide very different opportunities.
Well, if you're going to hike down into the canyon, how long does that take? And how long does it take to get back out?
Our typical recommendation is that when you're planning your trip out of the canyon, you allow 1 hour per mile. That is because the vertical change from top to bottom is about 5,000 feet, almost one vertical mile, and you are in a desert. You start at the top at 7,000 feet. You go down to just over 3,000 feet, so it gets much, much hotter and drier, much more desert-like as you go down. And then climbing up, that's quite a lot of exertion.
Now, am I correct in assuming you can take a mule down?
There are mule rides available down into the canyon. There are a limited number, and the majority of them are stays overnight. So you have to make arrangements with the concessioner to get your mule ride and your cabin. It's kind of a package deal.
So you stay in a cabin at the bottom of the canyon?
You do.
Any idea, is that the National Park Service that's doing that, or is it a private concessionaire?
That's a concessionaire that does that. So the hotels, the restaurants, the gift shops, other activities like mule rides, those are all run by concessioners within the national parks.
Do you have to pay anything to view the the Grand Canyon? Do you have to pay anything to walk down in it?
Like most national parks, we do have an entrance fee. It is $25, and the pass that you receive is good for 7 days, so you can drive in and out of the park as many times as you want in those 7 days. And you can then plan your visit according to your budget. You can camp for a more lower-range budget. There are several lodges for mid-range budgets, and there's an historic hotel with extremely lovely rooms for higher-end budgets as well.
Tell us about that hotel. What's the name?
The El Tovar is considered to be the most historic hotel up here on the South Rim. It's quite a wonderful structure. I encourage people to come and visit.
Do you have any idea about when it was built?
Approximately 1905.
So it's been there longer than you and I and most people.
It definitely has.
Well, now, you say you can fly into the canyon, you can helicopter or take a plane. Both of them fly into the canyon?
They fly into the canyon, but there are some helicopters and some planes that do fly over the canyon.
Now, if you'd recommend that they don't just fly over, that they stop by and visit. Tell us about some other things that are available in the area.
Well, in the area, as I said, there are several other national parks and monuments. If folks are interested more in the ancient cultural history of the area, they might want to visit, for instance, Upaki National Monument. Sunset Crater is more about the volcanic history of the area. So there are opportunities to see and do a great deal more than just visit the Grand Canyon.
I understand Bryce and Zion are a little north of you.
They are. That's a somewhat longer drive from the South Rim. But if you're visiting the more rustic north rim of the canyon, Bryce and Zion are a very reasonable trip.
Shannon, have you been to either of the Zion or Bryce National Parks?
I have been to both national parks, and they're both quite wonderful in very different ways.
Now, what about for photographers? What kind of opportunities are there around the Grand Canyon?
Wow. This entire area provides spectacular opportunities for photographers, as do the other parks that you were mentioning, Bryce and Zion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Let's go to Africa. Here is Terry.
Today we're traveling to Tanzania. One of Africa's most alluring destinations is Tanzania. This destination truly has it all, from the snow-covered Mount Kilimanjaro to the tropical coastline at Zanzibar, from the land of the Serengeti, the dramatic Great Rift Valley and its soda lakes, to the gigantic Lake Victoria and its magical atoll islands, an African adventure awaits you. Visit Kilimanjaro National Park, one of Tanzania's most visited parks. The park centers around massive Mount Kilimanjaro, Africa's highest peak and the world's tallest freestanding mountain, rising to nearly 20,000 feet. On ascent, the mountain's foothills turn into lush forests, serving as home to elephants, leopards, and buffaloes. Further up are moorlands covered in giant heather, then alpine desert. Higher up the mountain comes the ice and snow that makes Kilimanjaro famous. A hike to the top, Uhuru Peak, will take 6 to 7 days. Zanzibar is the ultimate Indian Ocean experience. Zanzibar is an archipelago made up of Zanzibar and Pemba Islands and several islets. Located in the Indian Ocean, about 25 miles from the Tanzanian coast, this island paradise possesses white sandy beaches, palm trees, and quaint villages touching the turquoise sea. While in Zanzibar, we recommend a visit to Stone Town, where history appears to have stood still. The Jozani National Forest Reserve, home to the rare red colobus monkey, and Prison Island, home to a family of giant tortoises, lovely white sand beaches, and a beautiful coral reef ideal for snorkeling. The Serengeti National Park is a wildlife wonderland. Here you can experience the most scintillating game viewing in Africa. Witness great herds of buffalo, elephants, giraffes, leopards, and lions, wildebeest and zebras to name a few. The Serengeti National Park provides walking safaris in addition to hot air balloon safaris for you to witness the splendor of nature. Another natural wonder is the Great Rift Valley. There are many lakes in the Great Rift Valley, ranging from shallow bodies of water to deep waters with lush areas around them. The soda lakes of the Great Rift are one of the spectacles of Africa. Shimmering in the heat and appearing as white mirages from a distance, they're home to flamingos in the thousands, which in turn have pink plumage due to the algae they eat from the alkaline water. Between the East and West Rift Valleys and north of Tanzania, you will find Victoria Lake. This lake is the largest lake in Africa and the second largest fresh body of water in the world. Within this lake are many islands, some of which have become wildlife sanctuaries or national parks. Birdwatching and fishing trips are popular excursions, and boat trips or hikes can be arranged around Lake Victoria. This is a sampling of the many wondrous regions of Tanzania. If you're an adventure seeker, a wildlife lover, or a nature enthusiast, this vacation is for you. Contact us at TFL Travel Agency to plan this magnificent trip of a lifetime.
Don't touch that dial. Time for Travel Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. Cruising has become increasingly popular. Not only is it great fun, it can be very inexpensive. Terry, you've got some special deals that are under $200 per passenger.
That's right. I found a couple of deals on Carnival that are amazing. There's a 4-day Western Caribbean out of Miami on Carnival Imagination. Goes to Key West and Cozumel starting at $179. There's a 4-day Bahamas from Port Canaveral on Carnival Sensation. Goes to Freeport and Nassau. It starts at $189. And we have a 4-day Western Caribbean out of Miami for only $199. There's also a great cruise out of San Diego, a 3-day cruise to nowhere that's $199 where you can just enjoy yourself at sea.
What do you mean by cruise to nowhere?
It means it goes out and you just enjoy yourself on the cruise and it comes back. You get all the amenities on traveling, but you don't stop at any of the destinations.
Well, one of the things people say about cruising they like is they unpack once, they have great food. You can have all the food you need 5 or 6 times a day if you want. It's usually is really terrific dining. You got any more specials?
Well, I did find on Royal Caribbean on Majesty of the Seas a 3-night Bahamas cruise that departs out of Miami, goes to Coco Cay, a personal island of Royal Caribbean's, Nassau in the Bahamas, and this one begins for an outside room at only $259. I think that's a good deal.
What do you mean by an outside room?
An outside room is an ocean view. You have a window where you can see the ocean. Of course, inside, you don't have that, and then the other option is balconies.
Balconies are more expensive, but they can really be superb for a cruise.
I do like balconies.
Well, we've got a lot more specials in the cruise world. There are hundreds of cruises every week. Check with TFLTravelAgency.com.
Thanks.
Anastasia is the senior travel writer for TravelForLovers.com, and she recently visited Hot Springs. She'll tell us about that now.
Today I'm going to take you to Hot Springs, Arkansas, also known as Spa City and City of the Arts. It's the only city located within a national park and is the nation's oldest federal reserve. Hot Springs takes its name from the 47 mineral springs throughout the city, many reaching the surface at the temperature of 143 degrees. It has always been well known for its spa atmosphere and believed healing properties, even long before the first European settlers. Its reputation as a spa destination is perhaps now shadowed by larger spa destinations such as Sedona and Tucson, but it's able to hold its own due to the variety of other attractions available. If you're the active type, check out the crystal mines located around Hot Springs and in the town of Mount Ida, where you can dig your own crystals. These are large dig sites around quartz veins that offer a unique experience for rock hunters at any skill level. In some areas, you can just pick loose quartz crystals right off the ground. Often, all you need is a screwdriver to loosen the dirt around the crystals. There are also, for the more patient or experienced, areas where a crowbar or chisel might be necessary. These are open year-round, but spring and fall are the best due to milder temperatures. If you want to take home beautiful Arkansas quartz but aren't interested in digging your own, you can do your rock hunting in the many crystal shops in Hot Springs. Another great spring and fall activity is horseback riding. There are three stables to choose from: the Castleberry Riding Stables, Panther Valley Ranch, and Arkansas Riding Stables. I chose to visit the Arkansas Riding Stables at Lake Catherine in Malvern, which is immediately outside of Hot Springs. Here, each person is matched to an appropriate horse based on age, size, and riding experience. You take an hour ride through the woods and can come alone or as a group. This is first come, first serve, but special arrangements can be made for private rides, provided you arrive early enough in the morning. If you're visiting Hot Springs in the summer, you'll likely want to spend some time on, or in, one of its beautiful lakes. Lake Washita is the most popular and is great for scuba diving, sailing, fishing, and swimming. There are numerous hiking trails and camping areas around the lake as well. Lake Hamilton is mostly residential, but still has plenty of recreational appeal. This is where the Belle of Hot Springs sails. It's a quaint riverboat that offers daily cruises. There's a sunset dinner cruise with dinner, wine, dancing, and beautiful sunset views of the Washita landscape. In downtown Hot Springs, nature mixes with culture for an unmatched experience. Ancient wisdom has it that Hot Springs is a power vortex of magnetic energy that points toward creativity and the generation of high potential. It certainly is a draw for artists and art enthusiasts. Numerous galleries in the downtown area alone showcase this. If you're there on the first Friday of any month, you can check out Gallery Walk. This is when the galleries stay open later into the evening and offer wine and snacks for patrons. On the third Saturday of every month, you can check out the Artisan Market, which is an indoor market featuring only locally handmade goods. In October, you can find the Hot Springs Arts and Crafts Fair and the Documentary Film Festival. Aside from the galleries, there's also Bathhouse Row downtown. Of the 8 original bathhouses, 2, Quapaw and Buckstaff, are still functioning as spas, offering a full range of spa services. From now until September 30th, Quapaw Bathhouse is offering a Summer Lovin' Package. This is a private mineral bath with coconut and lime aromatherapy, a 40-minute Swedish massage, 25-minute facial, and a 10-minute coconut foot scrub. This can all be had for $295 per couple, or $155 for an individual. This is an excellent deal. The Fordyce Bathhouse is now National Park Service's visitor center. On the first floor, it still looks as it did 50 years ago, with stained glass and marble. You can see the original stained glass ceiling here. On the second floor, the museum exhibit allows a glimpse of how spas once were. The third floor contains the music room and another stained glass ceiling. There are also staterooms and the gymnasium, complete with its antique gym equipment. The basement of the Fordyce Bathhouse houses the Fordyce Spring and the original elevator mechanism. The Ozark Bathhouse is now a museum of contemporary art, which showcases contemporary art from around the world. Running parallel to Bathhouse Row is the Grand Promenade, which connects several trails on Hot Springs Mountain. During Hot Springs Spa heyday, patrons were encouraged to head outdoors between soaks in the healing waters. Today, you can still stroll in the shade and see a natural hot spring up close. Remember, it is hot, about 143 degrees, so don't stick your hand right in. You can also see hot spring water cascading down to Arlington Lawn, where you will find the blue-green algae that is only seen in 5 other locations on Earth. Hot Springs is an amazing place for camping, hiking, fishing, sailing, enjoying art and nature, but above all, Hot Springs is for unwinding.
Paris is one of the great cities of the world, and we asked one of our correspondents, Sandra, to tell us what to do if we had just a few days to spend in Paris. Now, we recorded her conversation in Skype, and there's some audio interference, but the report was so good we thought we'd play it for you anyway.
Sandy, what should people really see in Paris?
Well, I think there are at least 4 things everyone should do when they come to Paris. They should see the Eiffel Tower. They should go to the Louvre Museum. They should visit Notre Dame Cathedral, and they should take a boat ride on the Seine River.
Well, that sounds delightful. What about each of them? Tell us more.
Well, the Eiffel Tower, which was built for the 1889 World Exposition, has attracted hundreds of millions of visitors. From the top of it, you can have a beautiful panoramic view of Paris, and at night, the structure is illuminated. Everyone who goes to Paris visits the Louvre, then they go pretty much always to see the Mona Lisa. If you walk around the room, her eyes seem to follow you. It's a fascinating painting, but it's a huge museum. It has lots of other beautiful paintings and lots of artwork. It's well worth an afternoon or day. Notre Dame Cathedral is just as beautiful in person and just as imposing as it is in photos. If you come on a Sunday, you can go to an actual church service held in French. If you get a chance to climb the North Tower, you can look at and see Paris from the same vantage point as Quasimodo, the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Finally, if you want to see Paris in a beautiful setting, you should follow the lead of tourists from around the world and take a riverboat cruise on the Seine River. It's just gorgeous.
Well, what else is it doing in Paris besides those big four?
Well, Paris is a city that can be a wonderful place to visit for everyone, no matter what it is that they enjoy doing. For instance, if you love shopping, Paris has some wonderful shopping opportunities. Lots of exclusive shops and boutiques, department stores, and outdoor markets. I'd start by taking a stroll in the Champs-Élysées. You can walk by or even walk into some of the world's most inclusive stores, like Hermès, where you could buy an Hermès scarf. If you visit Les Halles, you can shop to your heart's content in a giant sprawling shopping mall that was built on the spot where a sprawling open-air market was once located. And you can also visit some of the city's beautiful and enormous department stores, such as Galeries Lafayette, where you can enjoy a live fashion show.
Tell us more.
Let's say you love museums. Paris has scores, if not hundreds, of museums to choose from. In addition to the Louvre, they have the National Galleries, as well as a number of other museums. My personal favorite is the Impressionist Art Museum called the Orfeu. People who love modern art will enjoy Pompidou Center. And there are also museums devoted to Picasso, Salvador Dali, Rodin, and much more. Paris is also a city where you can see live artists at work all over the city, particularly on the steps that lead up to the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur, or Sacred Heart. You can walk right up and watch people paint pictures or even have your own painting done.
What else is there?
Well, let's say you're a history buff. You are going to love Paris, from the catacombs beneath the city to the Arc de Triomphe at the end of the Champs-Élysées to the Pantheon. Paris is a city rich in history. I suggest everyone take a day trip to see the Palace of Versailles just outside Paris. Built for the Sun King, Louis XIV, the palace is beautiful, and it also played an important role in ending World War I. One section of the palace not to be missed is a visit to the Hall of Mirrors, which is composed of 357 mirrors. Paris also is home to the Tomb of Napoleon, the Bastille, Roman baths, and much more.
Is there other things you'd like to add at this point, Sandy?
Yes. Let's say you love nightlife. Paris is definitely a city that never sleeps. There are countless jazz clubs, dance clubs, cabarets, and, of course, an endless supply of amazing restaurants.
Well, my goodness, you told us all about Paris. Let's wrap it up. What else?
Everybody has their own Paris. My favorite things in the city are different from many other people's, and they're just as beautiful. I love going to the parks the city has, such as the Tuileries and Luxembourg Gardens. There are lovely cafes on virtually every corner where you can enjoy a delicious meal and soak in the ambiance. I actually suggest people try the tourist menus. They're often a great meal, and they're a wonderful way to try some delicious food. Paris has wine shops and cheese shops, fruit stalls, and bakeries filled with fresh croissants and baguettes. My favorite place to get a snack is a patisserie, where you can enjoy a very Parisian dessert called a macaroon. It's a cream-filled almond cookie. And I'd say you should not leave Paris without trying a crepe from a crêperie. There are little stalls all over the city, and my favorite is a crepe filled with Nutella and bananas. It's so delicious that you'll never want to leave.
Thanks a lot, Sandra.
Thank you.
There's a lot more coming up here on Time for Travel Radio, including our deals of the week. You'll want to stay tuned for that. There are some great bargains. And we've got lots more right after these commercial messages.
What's this I hear about a free trip to Paris?
Indeed. You know, I think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. What do you think?
Oh, I love Paris.
It's especially romantic when somebody else is paying for the trip. There's a new online web magazine called TravelForLovers.com. It has travel stories, new ones every day. And they're holding a contest giving away a trip to Paris for two people.
How do they enter?
Well, it's very simple. You go to that website, TravelForLovers.com, and you click on the trivia quiz link. There's a big box there with a picture of the Eiffel Tower. You answer a few questions, some trivia questions, and they're really, really not difficult at all, believe me.
I believe you.
Yeah, you know that contest that says, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to enter this contest.
Oh, then even I can enter.
And the best thing about it is that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to read the stories on the website. It also doesn't cost anything to enter the contest. And you'll receive airfare from JFK Airport in New York to Paris, about five or six nights in Paris at a nice hotel. And it'll be just a very romantic vacation that you can take, paid for by somebody else because you won the contest.
That's amazing.
So go to TravelForLovers.com, enter, and you might be the winner of a trip to Paris for two.
Good luck.
Welcome back to Time for Travel Radio. I'm Ed Pickett, your host. It's been an interesting hour, and we've got more coming up, including Terry's special deals for travel. We welcome a new station broadcasting this program, WLVL AM 1340 in Buffalo, New York. It's on at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Hi, Buffalo. Have you ever heard of a fellow named Chuck Jones? Well, if you're into cartoons, you are. He was the creator of the Looney Tune characters such as Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig, and, of course, Wile E. Coyote. Well, the hotel in Las Vegas called Circus Circus, which has always been very family-friendly, is adding 10,000-square-foot attraction, which will concentrate on the life and work of Chuck Jones. It includes a classroom, a movie theater, virtual street with a timeline of his life, images of his characters, a recreation of his studio, a 3D display, an art and photo gallery, a gift shop, an animation alley, a multimedia wall featuring animation, and the Acme Workshop, where guests can create sound effects and voiceovers. It's going to be about a $15 to $20 cost to get in, but it sounds like something the kids would really enjoy in Las Vegas. One of the questions that people always ask is, what's the best buffet in Las Vegas? Well, there's a lot of choices, and they really do vie to produce the best. But the local newspaper, the daily newspaper there in Las Vegas, does a poll every year. And this year, the M Resort, which is just off the Strip, was voted best buffet in Las Vegas. It really is spectacular. It brings a unique culinary experience with lots of stations of food and including demonstration cooking lessons if you want to take them. It can be as low as $15 or $16 for lunch, but you can also spend up to about $34 for dinner, but that includes a bountiful seafood display. We got an email from Larry Lawrence of Los Angeles. He said he's going to go to Dublin with his girlfriend. They're in their young 20s, and he wonders if the city is going to be exciting for them. Well, Dublin is exciting, always very interesting, and it's a young city. In fact, in Ireland, 44% of the population is under 25, and that energy is quite apparent in the capital city. I'd recommend you go to the Temple Bar. Now, it can get crowded, but it's a 160-year-old pub, worth stopping in. They say it's an institution offering live music, a dizzying assortment of brews, and boisterous, friendly service, and Irish jokes, of course. They have pub crawls, music tours, and one of the interesting tours is a rock and roll tour that whisks music fans around Dublin in a converted rock band tour bus. But the most popular attraction in Dublin is the Guinness Brewery, the Guinness Storehouse, a 7-story building resembling a giant glass of beer. Yes, if you go in, you do get a free pint of Guinness, and it will not be chilled. They drink it warm, and it's an acquired taste, but try it while you're there. There's lots to do in Dublin no matter what age you are. It's time for Travel Radio, and every week at the end of the show, we try to bring you some truly spectacular travel deals. Here with those is Terry.
Hi, it's Terry again with TFL Travel Agency with some amazing deals for you. Southwest Vacations has their early booking savings promotion. Book a flight plus a hotel package for 4 or more nights and instantly receive $100 off that vacation. In addition, you can save with free nights, reduced rates, and more at select hotels around the country. You can also save up to 25% on an Alamo car rental when added to your vacation package. Book by September 30th for travel dates January 1st through March 9th, 2012. Occidental Hotel and Resorts is currently promoting their fall sale, where you can save up to 57% at their properties in Aruba, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, and Mexico. The Occidental Grand Papagayo in Costa Rica, you can save 20% plus 50% discount on children under 12. The Occidental Grand Punta Cana in Punta Cana, you can save up to 30% plus the first child under 12 years old stays free and 50% discount for the second child. Allegra Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, you can save up to 43% plus first child under 12 years old stays free and 50% discount on second child. Royal Hideaway Playa Car in Riviera Maya, here you can save up to 45% off. The Occidental Grand Excaret in Riviera Maya, you can save up to 33%, plus the first child under 12 years old stays free, and 50% discount on the second child.
Allegro Playa Car in Riviera Maya. You can save up to 15%, plus first child under 12 years old stays free, and 50% discount for the second child. Occidental Grand Cozumel in Cozumel, Mexico. Save up to 11%, plus first child under 12 years old stays free, and 50% discount for the second child. And Allegro Cozumel in Cozumel, Mexico. Here you can save up to 13%, and first child under 12 years old stays free, and 50% discount on second child. To take advantage of these offers, book by November 30th for travel dates now through the end of the year. On Norwegian Cruise Lines, you can receive up to a $100 onboard credit per stateroom and a bottle of wine for select sailings in the Caribbean, Mediterranean, and Transatlantic. To get this deal, you must book by October 6th of this year. Vacation Express is still promoting their More Beach for Your Buck deals, where you can enjoy three all-inclusive nights at the Princess Hotel Resorts starting at $199 per person. Their resorts include the Punta Cana Princess All Suites Resorts and the Grand Riviera Princess. Hurry and book this deal by October 31st. Travel Impressions has the Bermuda's Endless Summer Promotion. Fly on American Airlines from New York and receive $400 of savings. Discover Bermuda with flights less than 2 hours from New York. Experience Bermuda's Endless Summer at the following participating resorts. For 4 nights per person with air, you can stay at the Fairmont Hamilton Princess from $868 per person, the Cambridge Beaches Resort and Spa from $904 per person, breakfast included, the Grotto Bay Beach Hotel from $1,126 per person, the Fairmont Southampton from $1,178 per person, Elbow Beach Bermuda from $1,318 per person, and the Pompano Beach Club from $1,512 per person, breakfast included. Booked by October 25th of this year for travel now through October 30th. This is just a small selection of the amazing deals that we have coming into our emails daily. Contact me and let me know where you want to go, how much you want to spend, and when, and I'll find you the best vacation for your dollars. Contact me at terry@tfltravelagency.com or go online to our website. It's www.tfltravelagency.com. On there, we have many special offers that you can search at your leisure. But contact us. We want to help you find the best vacation possible. Thanks.
Well, that will do it for Time for Travel this week. Thanks for listening in. We want to thank our sponsor, the TFL Travel Agency. You can reach them. Write this number down, 724-379-9009. See you next week, folks.